Good morning, good evening, what's up geeks? This is episode 103. We are your weekly podcast and we bring you up to date with the news from the world of tech, explain concepts and also give you really neat app and game recommendations. I am Vikram Mohan and I have my co-host Vinayak. Hey Vinayak.
Hey Vikram. Hey everyone.
So Vinayak is of course live from the other end of Hyderabad. So we are all restricted to...
We're actually on two different, completely different kind of ecosystems.
Yeah, you're on east end and I'm on west end. And anyway, before we go, we're going to have a lot of fun, hopefully. As much fun as it's allowed to have in these weird times. But before we go there, let me just take a minute to thank our sponsor. And this episode is sponsored by the Galaxy series of books by Aethel. The first book is Beyond the Milky Way, where three astronauts go to space in search of a planet with water. The second one, called Return to Earth, they come back home. Or have they? Tun, 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 tun. In the final one, which is called Divided States of America, the mission is to fix a country that is divided seemingly beyond repair. Sounds amazing. And you will have the links to these books from Amazon on the show notes, so you can just directly hit the podcast player, visit it. And it's also Kindle Unlimited books, so do check it out. There are three books, all of them are amazing. And yeah, we thank the publishers for their support. And now on to the podcast. Before we hit broken news, Vinayak,
yep,
does it make, I mean, we spoke about this last time, all this quarantine business and staying at home doesn't really affect geeks.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, nothing at all. No change actually for us. We have the option of working from home actually.
On Twitter, I see people freaking out saying, oh my God, I'm still at home. And I'm also slightly jealous because so many people are not able to work. I know, especially because they're supposedly working from home and their job doesn't allow them to. They're essentially having a paid holiday. Mm. And here, of course, since my job, my team essentially works from home always, this is business as usual. So I still have my weekly calls, I have my daily calls, I have my usual load of work. So I don't get any time off.
The calls have decreased for me, but more emails are going through both sides, both ways, client and us kind of a thing. And because the servers are in one place anyway, we have access to them and we can work from anywhere kind of a thing.
Amazing. I hope, in a way, actually, my Google suddenly woke up. Let me just put it on mute. Yep. That's a tip. When we talk about working from home later today, the Google just wakes up every now and then, especially when I'm making a crucial point during a call, and suddenly people would ask, okay, who's that talking? And I'm like, hold on,
who's that woman talking?
That's Google there. Anyway, so we've got a little bit of news to discuss, so let's quickly head on to broken news. And I don't have my show notes with me. Where did my show notes go? What's the first story, Vinayak?
Okay, the first one's the Amazon Prime gets profiles at last, actually.
Yes.
This is something really big, really important, I guess. And this was always there in Netflix, but something new that's come out in Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah, so I didn't know that this is coming, but yeah, I'm happy it's there. Like you said, it's very similar to the way Netflix has done. And what Amazon has done is right now, by default, it's created one user and there's also a kids profile. Hmm. And you can create apparently up to five plus a kids account. So six.
Okay,
and six while Netflix total allows five, these guys are allowing five plus one. No customization yet. You can't set an icon, your avatar or anything. You can't change the name either, apparently. But I mean, come on. At least they've rolled it out, so I'm happy.
I'm at least happy it's separate, because what happens is when everybody keeps watching on my account, I get recommendations from what they like, not what I am liking. And staying at home now, more people are watching. More people in the house are watching from my account. So all my recommendations are gone for a whack, kind of like gone out of control. So at least profiles are going to help, at least make the recommendations better for us right now.
I bet. In fact, this has only rolled out to Fire TV right now. It's not yet available. So we have an Android TV, that is a Shield TV, and we have the Fire TV. So on the Fire Stick, I see the profiles available. But on the Android TV app, it's still not there. That's the main TV. And it's I also see it on my mobile. So I guess, it, of course, they'll probably roll it out eventually. Doesn't make a much of a difference for me because my kids end up watching Netflix more than they do on watch Amazon Prime. But yeah, definitely good news. And like I said, yeah, it should be rolling out to more devices pretty soon. And apart from that, there's this other news on the same topic, kind of.
Yeah.
It's the COAI, COAI, that Cellular Operator Association of India, if I remember my acronyms correct. That's all the GSM operators. We don't have CDMA. Do we have CDMA anymore, Vinayak?
I think there are a few.
Lines?
I think they are the only one. I mean, if they are there, it is still there.
I don't think so. Because even they moved to GSM a while ago. Anyway, so
the Jio phones are GSM only. The new what? Jio phones. The new,
no, Jio is completely Jio. I mean, it's LTE, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are totally going away from the story. So the COAI has asked all the network guys, I mean, all the OTTs, that is the your Hotstars and Amazon Prime and Netflix.
I forgot what OTT is again. What was that?
Over the top, I guess.
Over the top, maybe set-top boxes or something? Or
OTT is what in India, what is termed for all the streaming services. I have no idea why it's called OTT.
Extreme and all. I think over the
top.
The box, right? Set-top box, right? You get a box for...
No, but you...
No, you don't.
Why would you have a set-top box for Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Correct, yeah.
What, for whatever...
Over, is, on and over what you always get anyway, kind of a thing, I guess.
Probably. Yeah. So, they have asked all these streaming guys to reduce the quality of streaming. And the reason is because, of course, with a lot more people using a mobile bandwidth because of, you know, being restricted to their homes in the lockdown period...
Mm-hmm.
We are kind of, you know, we want to keep the bandwidth available for people who are doing actual work. So in Europe, apparently, Vinayak, Netflix is now streaming only, not even HD, forget 4K and all, not even 720p, they are only streaming a standard 480.
Standard definition, yeah.
You might be watching it on a 65-inch or 55-inch thing, but you'll watch standard definition because of the lockdown.
Yeah.
And word is that even TRAI, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, even they might be asking all the broadband providers.
I think YouTube is already doing that, right? YouTube is going, like even if you select the quality higher, it still doesn't show you full quality, I guess.
Yes, YouTube has voluntarily, I think, opted for standard definition in India right now.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like even Netflix and Amazon will be asked to stream only in standard definition for the time being.
Yeah.
Who knew 2020, this is how things would be. Now, the next one, yeah. Telling the whole world, okay, damn it. We don't care if you guys are in lockdown, but apparently it's business as usual in China and its biggest mobile company.
Yeah, because last time Apple had released some, a few days back, I guess. You know, Apple released their devices.
We spoke but now, about it last week, yeah.
Yes. And this time we have Huawei who are releasing their P40 phones. Actually.
Flagships.
Because generally Huawei has got fantastic devices and their cameras are really great. And I think a lot of their camera technology is what is coming into these other smartphones also. The periscope lens kind of a thing for zooming in and all that. So, anyway, Samsung made their own, but still the idea has to come from somewhere, right? So I think Huawei has doing really great stuff. And the P40 is another great set of devices. Again, here you have the P40, which is the standard entry level. Then the P40 Pro. And then you have the P40 Pro Plus. So that's how their naming convention is going. And the Pro and the normal, the Pro and the standard one has metal and glass. But the Pro Plus has ceramic back.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, so that is nice actually. That's the nice thing. And it's supposed to be small balls of ceramic which are like fused together and all to make it quite strong and all that. So
long ago, I remember HTC had a ceramic phone, and then even OnePlus, I think they had a limited edition ceramic back for some phone. I forgot.
Some phone had ceramic also at the back. Yes, that is true. And size wise, again, you know, the how are the sizes generally?
It's going to be huge, definitely.
It's going to be huge. So P40 Pro and Pro Plus are 6.58 inches. P40 is 6.1 inches. Resolutions are all very quite close. 2640 by 1200. Okay, that is 2340 by 1080 in the 6.1 inch P40. And you have one important feature, which is the 90 hertz refresh rate on this. It's not the 120 that is on the S20. Is not the 60 also. So it's at least some kind of a middle ground, I guess, for them.
I guess that's become the baseline now. 90 hertz is the minimum.
90 is, I think so. The next iPhone that comes out should have the 90 hertz. But
I've not put it on the show notes, but just earlier today, that looks like the iPhone, 11S.
Okay, it's going to be 11S, and then you have the iPhone 9 also might be coming.
Yeah, the iPhone 9, but one of the rumors for the 11S is that they're finally doing away with the notch.
So anyway, yeah, okay, let's see. We will know. But and all of them don't have the 3.5mm headphone jack, which is something. This is now it's 2020, so you have a lot of wireless devices, or you use a USB-C audio cable kind of a thing.
Or buy a budget phone where they'll give you.
Yes, that's true.
But what about the cameras? I mean, the P40s, I mean, it's all known. The P series is known for their cameras.
Yes. So the P40, Leica triple camera system. P40 Pro, Leica quad camera system. And the P40 Pro Plus, Leica penta camera system. So
five cameras.
And all of the models have 50 megapixel super sensing sensor. And there's an ultra wide, which is the P40 has 16 megapixels. The P40 Pro and the Pro Plus have 40 megapixels. And then the zoom lens on the P40 Pro and the Pro Plus, 3x optical, 8 megapixel. P40 Pro has the 5x optical, 12 megapixel sensor. Then you have one more. The P40 Pro has 10x optical periscope zoom, which is the what we're talking about just some time back, which is 8 megapixel. And both of them have the time of flight sensor, which is for the depth, capturing the depth information. And all the models have a dual selfie camera, 32 megapixel in the front.
And of course, these are all 5G phones running Kirin 990, which is their Huawei's custom processor chipset.
But there is one bad news, right? Even though they have such beautiful...
I think bad news is putting in mildly. There's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Which is that because of the fact that the Trump administration has put some certain restrictions on Huawei, that they can't deal with American companies, and Google is an American company. So therefore, the Huawei P40 does not have Google services. Now, this doesn't just necessarily just mean that...
But it is running Android. That's one important point.
It's running
point.
Android, yes.
It is running Android, but it does not have the Google applications pre-installed. That's what Vikram is trying to say.
So what does this mean? Not just that you won't have your Gmail and you won't have Google Search or Chrome, but you won't have the Play Store itself.
Yeah. But they have their own app store, which does not have as many apps as the Google Play Store, but that's one way of sideloading your apps through their app store.
So instead of Google, very interesting choice. Obviously, they can't go with Bing because again, Microsoft is an American company. Third choice which comes to people's mind is DuckDuckGo, but maybe even that's an American company. So they have chosen to go with Cilia. Have you heard of Cilia?
You don't know.
Sorry,
But Cilia is their own, right?
Cilia, no. Sorry, yeah. Cilia is their own Google Search Assistant slash... Yeah. Siri or
AI helper.
So now they have their own search assistant.
Yep.
Called Cilia, and they have I forgot what the search engine they're using is called. Some European one. I forgot the name. And I had never heard of it before. And
So Tom, anyway, Tom, so for bottom Tom line is for mapping, and let's say HMS. No, what is this with BBC?
I have no idea. So I doubt if this will also be available in India, though, and it certainly won't be available in the US. And since it's not going to have the Play Store or Google services, unfortunately, the P40 is going to be, well, one of those phones that had a lot of potential, but will probably end up being one of those rare, ultra rare things which you see on eBay and somebody reviewing it somewhere.
Yeah.
And this last thing actually kind of made me happy. I've not checked it out yet, Ash. Maybe I should have done it just right before we went to record. It's the Google Podcast, certainly not my favorite podcast player. As we all know, my favorite podcast player is Pocket Cast. But Google Podcast is there. And now they have also made the Google Podcast app available on iOS.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, why? I mean, iOS has a far... Apple has always included Apple Podcasts as a default app.
Hmm.
And Google still doesn't... okay, tell me something. Is I don't think Apple Podcasts... Sorry, Google Podcasts is a mandatory app on your phone. Does your phone have Google Podcasts? Does it come with Android?
My phone?
Yeah.
my phone comes with Android, but I don't think...
No, I mean, does it come with Android? I mean, I'm not asking whether your phone comes with Android. I'm asking if Google Podcast comes with, is it a default system app?
No, I do not have podcasts on my phone.
So, yeah, Google Podcast is not, I think it's about time they do that, but they don't have it. But anyway, if for some reason, you're on your iOS user and you feel the need to use Google Podcasts, well, it's available now on the App Store. So there you go.
Yep.
And we'll take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, we've got our brand new section, which we are very excited about. And we'll be right back. Welcome back. And we've got a new section. We told you that in 2020, we are going to have a lot of new things. I think when we crossed episode 100, we said, okay, let's shake things up, get some new things. So one of the things is we have a feature called Maker's Corner, where Vinayak is going to help us. He's going to tell us a little bit about making and help us create stuff. So, Vinayak, so I thought, especially, I am a newbie too, so I have no idea about making, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Making stuff. I'm not a creator, except creating this podcast, which we'll be talking about too. I mean, we will be talking about making and creating. But today, I thought you could tell us a little bit about 3D printing.
Okay. And, so,
what is a 3D printer?
Basically, 3D printer, creates 3D objects. It actually prints 3D objects out of any digital file that you give the printer. These digital files could be made in some CAD program like Fusion 360, or there's so many free apps also available which you can use. Create a model. And that model can be given as something called a G-code, which has information on how it's supposed to be printed. And the printer lays down layer by layer of filament. This is a filament that I have in my hand. This filament would be heated to something like 200 degrees. And it actually would start pouring out from the nozzle that is over there. And it'll start layering it out one by one layer and actually create an object.
So, for our listeners, of course, who don't know exactly what Vinayak was showing, he has a spool of tiny thin wire on his hand. So, what he was demonstrating is that the wire essentially gets heated up, and that's how essentially the 3D printer.
So, this is basically plastic, actually. So, there are different types of filaments, as they are called. You have this is PLA, which is your most common filament that you can get, which is polylactic acid. It's the most common one that you generally use. Then you have ABS. If you want some more strength, you want some more heat resistance and all that, you have ABS. Then, because if you want to know, Lego blocks are made out of ABS. So that's the kind of strength that you would get out of ABS.
Man, yeah.
And you know how hard they...
My feet know. Yeah.
Exactly. So you know how hard you can get poked with that. So that is ABS. Then you have something called PETG, which is in between PLA and ABS, and it's used for manufacturing water bottles and all that. So you can, so food safe and all that, you can get, you can use something like Fedgee instead.
Honestly, it was a few years ago when I heard about the term of 3D printing. And I actually thought it's, I mean, the moment we hear about printing, of course, printer, I thought it's a printer. But on the paper, whatever comes, it will look like, you know, maybe it prints things in a blue and red. And then if I wear some
glasses,
I'll be able to see it. I didn't know that the 3D printer actually creates stuff.
Yeah. So the best part is it's good for people who are actually prototyping new devices. You can actually print out the shells for containing those electronics and start making your devices earlier, like more faster. So at least you can make your prototype fast, check it out. Okay, if it's working out, give it for mass production. So that's quite nice about that. Then you also have bio inks, which are used to actually print out human parts. So in the sense, I want a ear, I can actually print out an ear, the actual ear. So you can print a ear, you can print heart valves. And those printers are used generally in hospitals. So
for implants.
For implants, actually. Implants.
Amazing. Amazing. So I do hear about this, but for our listeners, of course, there is a YouTube channel, our YouTube channel, that is youtube.com/talkingstuffnet, which has amazing videos for makers, creators. And of course, we've got lots of tips and tricks too. So the Vinayak has a whole host of videos available on 3D printing and stuff you can do, including there is one very interesting thing which you showed where you showed one where you created a keychain, but the one which was really amazing was where you created a miniature version of yourself. Tell us about, do you have that around you by any chance?
Yeah, it is somewhere here close by.
So while Vinayak looks for his mini-me, I apologize to the folks who are just listening. I mean, you do need to check out this video on, let me also tell you where you can find the video. That is youtube.com/talkingstuffpodcasts. youtube.com/talkingstuffpodcasts. And we have videos of talking of WhatsApp geeks. Apart from that, of course, you have Binge On and you have Attention Plus, all our podcasts. So Vinayak is back with Mini-Me.
So this is what I have printed, actually. This is, I used, you remember the Kinect, right? From the Xbox 360 time?
Yes. Can you show Mini-Me closer?
Or maybe me too.
You'll have to talk to so that the...
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let me talk to the mic, then I'll get, selected, I guess. So this is how it looks. So this was before I got a haircut. So that's why you have these strands of hair also standing over here. So I used the Xbox 360's Kinect sensor and scanned myself. And this is how it looks. It's a complete 360 degree bust. With, you can also look at the collar on my T-shirt. So this is how
all these... The wrinkles on your sleeves are...
shown nicely, actually, over here. You can see the wrinkles over here. It's come out pretty well. And it was quite simple to do. That's the best part about it, actually. Like 3D printing does look daunting, but at the same time, if you try it out, I think it'd be really fun to make your own stuff.
That actually brings me to my next question. I mean, what's the current state of 3D printers? If I had to put it in other words, do you have to be a hardcore geek to get one working?
Okay, so there are different models or different
types of printers. Can you just come closer to the mic a little bit?
Okay. Yeah, so the thing is there are different types of models that are available. One is pre-assembled, which will be really expensive. Those printers go more than 1-2 lakhs and all that. So those come pre-assembled, you just dump it there, give it the file, and start printing. But when you go into the budget range, these printers come semi-assembled, I guess. So it is a little daunting to put something like that together. And the printers, the cheaper they get, maybe it gets more and more assemblies required, kind of a condition that happens over there. I have the Ender 3 printer, which is over there. I hope you can see that actually there. So that's the printer with the spool on the top, which is... I can't hear you. Okay.
Sorry. The black frame with the spool around it, that's the 3D printer, right?
That's the 3D printer over there. So you can use that's the Ender 3. I have a video on the channel showing how to put something like that together. That printers cost around 15,000-16,000 now, and that is not including the PLA, like the filament, and filament costs something between 700 to 2,000 rupees, according to what quality filament that you take. And you also have wood filament, which is like food and PLA together, so it looks like wood when you after you finish printing it.
Oh, wow. Know.
So that's quite nice, actually. There are quite a lot of filaments available now. And you should actually try it out, because unless you try, you will never know like if you're going to enjoy that or not.
Okay, a couple more questions about this, though.
This is another thing, actually, in this, like,
that's especially good.
Yeah, so this one, I printed out a 3D mask or the face mask. This is like your filter. You can change your filter when required. You just change, like I have a frame over there, you put your filter in there and then just add it into the mask over here. I didn't put a nice, what you would call, mounting system. This is just rubber bands over here, but you have nice little holes where you can actually put better mounts over here. So you can print your own mask. These designs, this is not made by me. So you have this whole community of 3D printing geeks out there who are making like heart wall, like you have respirator valves, you have these masks, you have upteen models of masks like this. I just download one, print it, and that's the greatness of 3D printing, actually. You need something tomorrow, I can create something here, send it to somebody in the US, and the person in the US has already started printing and can churn out how many hours is required. So that's a fantastic thing.
Instead of actually shipping the physical good, yes. You can actually send them the design, and they can, assuming in a world where everyone has a 3D printer, so Amazon, instead of sending me, shipping me something, will just give the command, maybe my 3D printer will.
You must have seen a lot of these shows, right? Even this Lost in Space, right?
Yeah.
So there was a gun that was printed. She prints a gun. So that so when they go to the history of the printer, they see, hey, who printed this gun, kind of a thing. So complex objects might come in the future, because maybe some way of, there might be some chemical way of making anything into anything, kind of a thing, so that you can. And there are these printing also, like it happens in such a way that you have even flexible things like this. So this is printed in one shot. It is not parts. And it is flexible. It's called FlexiRex. This is the model available. You can just download it and it's all flexible.
Okay, two questions then. So you mentioned earlier that, you know, I just downloaded something and I printed it out. So what is it that you download? Is it like a document or the instructions?
It's like a CAD file, kind of a thing. You have, it's called STLs, actually, stereolithographic files.
Okay.
So those files, we can open up into something called maybe an application like Cura. You need to actually slice it. You need to tell the printer how to print layer by layer, right? So you would put it into that application and say slice. So it creates the layers so that, and makes it in such a way that the printer will understand. It's called something called G-code, which is created out of that. So
do I need to know about all of this if I have a 3D printer? I can't just download something and just, let's say like a Word document, just open it and say file, print, and have it ready.
There was one step ahead. Like if you download the G-code directly, okay, it'll work out directly. But if you are downloading the STL, you will need to do a conversion, like how you have a Word file, convert to PDF and then print. So that kind of a thing will happen. You download the STL, convert it ready to print, and then send it to the printer.
So a little bit of geekiness is involved. So it's not for somebody who's very wary of technology. One last question, though, before we move on. I just wanted to ask you this. So right now, can we print out things with moving parts, or a 3D printer only static things are?
No. You can print out what you would say, scissors, kind of a thing. Like you'll actually have the hinge and the movement.
Really?
So it's in one shot, you can print it out, actually. And so many complex stuff are there. Like there are so many designs available online. It's just amazing to see these kind of designs. Like I just showed you the FlexiRex, right? So it's one print. So it can. So that's. It makes the hinges as it goes.
Oh boy, I have a feeling that we have kind of pissing off all our audio listeners.
Sorry.
But I can tell our audio listeners that whatever Vinayak is showing is damn cool. So I would encourage you to head over to youtube.com/talkingstuffnet for all our videos.
You can even actually have really good what do you say prints like this. If you want to, you want some Pokemon and all that, you can just print it out like this. So you just download the STL and then you have so much of choice. Actually, this is actually supposed to be Mario, but it's so bright, I guess.
Yeah, it's too bright. I but from the outline, I could make out that it's Mario.
Yeah.
It's me, Mario. Well,
I had also fixed my daughter's swing. The bolts, actually, when we like the bolts that came with the swing were quite. Fragile kind of a thing. So you put some pressure on it, it just broke. So I just printed some bolts and the swing is also working now. So it's a lot of stuff you can do with it.
There you go. So that's our introduction to 3D printing. Do let us know if you enjoyed this section. If you want to know more about making and creating going forward, we will delve into other areas, maybe more into 3D printing, about talking to other aspects, about how you can create stuff, the creative aspect and all. But the thing which we wanted to talk about today is something that is very relevant right now, which is that working from home. So we thought we'll just give you a few quick pointers on what are the best ways to work from home. And Vinayak, I know I'm an expert in very few things, but working from home is one area where I guess you and I can say that, yeah, we've been doing this for a while now.
Correct. So
we do have a video out, which will be coming out probably tomorrow. I'm not sure, but you should be having it on our channel very soon. And you don't have to wait for that though. If you're just going to listen, you have any tips, Vinayak? I mean, if somebody's going to work from home temporarily, what are your do's and don'ts?
At home, basically, I always have a big desktop in front of me, always connected to the internet. So one thing which is very important to me is the monitor that I'm actually using right now. I'm not sure if I can actually show off the monitor. Yeah, so this is the monitor that I use. I use a wide screen monitor. So this is quite nice. I can have two documents open at the same time. And it's quite nice that way. And then you have this keyboard that I like. I love this mechanical keyboard that I have here, and the mouse that I use is this. This is the Logitech MX Master 2S. So a lot of options in that. So these are the kind of stuff that I generally use, and of course you can actually see this headset that I have. This is for my call. The calls come out really clear. So that's one more that I use.
Yeah, but while you were talking, I took a chance to pick up something. Yes, for me, of course, even in the video, I think the biggest point I made is connectivity, ensuring that we have the right connectivity in the room. So one thing which I've done and which I would encourage everyone to do is not just rely on your home Wi-Fi, but try and get a LAN cable from your router all the way to your laptop. Again, I'm going to do the Vinayak thing and uproot my webcam and just show you the LAN cable, which you can see a LAN coming in through the window. And that's, of course, my work laptop. You can see the Google Home muted, my phone, which is on charge, and the LAN cable plugged in. A lot of people are going to get motion sickness from this because of
This is my wireless charger. I just put my phone onto this and it will keep charging over here. I just place it over here and it's done. And I also have a LAN cable exactly the same way as Vikram has. I have a 50-foot cable going all the way above my house and into this room from my router. And I have a network attached storage also just outside next to the router, so that it's easy for keeping all my files common over there. And it's accessible online also. It's my own private, what you'd call Google Drive or something.
That's your cloud.
Yeah, it's called My Cloud, actually. WD My Cloud, Western Digital My Cloud.
So in case, of course, I can understand if not everyone can get a LAN cable, and especially because right now there is no way for you to go out and buy a LAN cable right now. All of us are stuck in home. So in case you have an old router lying around, an old Wi-Fi router lying around, you can repurpose it to become a repeater, or of course there are dedicated Wi-Fi repeaters available. So okay. Even in the long term, I think if your particular room doesn't have enough Wi-Fi signal, you can buy repeaters. Or if you have a little bit of extra money lying around, go for a mesh Wi-Fi system.
Which you can't get out now anyway.
But surprisingly, Amazon is right now. I think shipping is delayed. So even if you order something, it will come maybe in a couple of weeks. I think early April is the current estimate.
Yeah, I think most of them are April 9th and later kind of a thing.
But if there is also obviously this, if you need help right now, all of the stuff we are telling you involves you going and buying stuff or doing things. But there is a very quick way of ensuring that you get better connectivity for your work laptop, especially for your Skype calls or your team calls or your video conferences or audio calls and all. That is to change the QoS, that is the quality of service setting on your router. You want to talk about this, Vinayak?
Okay, so basically quality of service, you can set which priorities for which devices should get the maximum through output on your device, like on your router. So maybe my phone, my system, which is connected to that device, to that router, should get the maximum priority so that it doesn't have any lagging in the while calling and all that. So you can always put other devices at a lower rung, like in the medium, mid-tier or the low-tier kind of a thing, so that they get service, but when required, your devices are prioritized over those devices. So
at home, kids will have a little bit of, they'll be whining a little bit because their YouTube and Netflix will be slowing down, but work is more important.
But they will not know also, I guess.
Yeah, they'll just
scribble. Until they watch the video that you're going to release, then they will know.
So do log in into your router settings and you should find QoS as one of the options, and you can prioritize your work laptop and ensure that that gets the priority of bandwidth. Then what are the others? Definitely for me, must-haves. If I have to look at must-haves, this, I have a USB headset, which again, to our audio listeners, I'm showing a Jabra USB headset. And these are, trust me, I mean, it's a lifesaver. And I'm not talking about the headsets with the, you know, the green and pink 3.5mm jacks. They are useless, utterly useless. You're better served with your phones hands-free. But do get these things. Typically, the thing costs 2,500 onwards, 2,500, 3,000 rupees and higher. But the noise cancellation they have is amazing, Vinayak. I mean, I literally had my daughter crying and throwing a tantrum in the same room, and nobody was able to even make out in the call. I actually asked I asked to be excused, you know, that for the noise. Nobody even knew that she was crying. It was
that's fantastic, actually. And another important one would be something like a good chair, right?
Absolutely. I don't think you can underestimate the importance of a good chair.
So you have this, what do you say, these mounts, like these cushions on the back, your lumbar support, and you can, what do you say?
Lean back
as much as you want. This one actually goes all the way down 180 degree.
That's a, okay. That's a lounger then.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I spent a fair amount on getting a good chair because, face it, most of us, we are, you know, sitting on makeshift tables or on our dining tables or on study tables and pulling maybe a dining chair or a bean bag or whatnot, sitting on our bed. That's okay for if you're going to do a half an hour or 1 hour of work. But if for these longer periods, yes, we need to have the right chair, otherwise, and especially with armrests, your hands will be paining and you won't know why. Your shoulders will be paining,
You can level it, you can turn it how you want and all that. In this chair, you can do that.
This chair, which I have, unfortunately, I can't pull up the armrests because my wife took the good chair. And
so this is the one. Look, let's see.
She ordered this one. But then after she ordered this one, she decided she didn't like it and
gave it to you.
I took the time out to select the one with all the things which I wanted. Unfortunately, and I don't get to use it.
You've seen the Subway joke, right? She say, like, the wife says she doesn't want anything. She just puts something normal and all that. He makes a beautiful sub for himself. By the time he's out, she says, just give me a bite. He takes she takes his away and then gives him the
I'm not going to comment on that because anyway, but like Vinayak said, definitely you can't underestimate the importance of having a good chair. So I would say a good chair and a USB headset, these are definitely must-haves. Good yep. to have one of those amazing monitors like the one which Vinayak has. I also have an external keyboard and mouse. I have a laptop stand. This thing which I picked up most recently, most people will, what I'm showing audio listeners is I'm showing a very long cushion kind of a thing, which my daughter loves to play with. So this is basically my wrist. So since I use wrist, external wrist. Keyboard, there's a wrist pad to rest your wrists on. That's a good
wrist rest.
And when I'm not using it, it ends up being spending its time in the dollhouse. Apparently, this is where Elsa and Anna sleep.
So,
unfortunately, it's quite often I would need to, I'd be looking for it. And nowadays, I know if I'll have to go over there and I have to ask permission. And if I get permission, I can borrow back my wrist pad.
Yeah.
But yes, that getting a good webcam. Like I said, a laptop stand and all of these go a long way. So if you're going to be working from home for a longer duration, do invest a little bit in making sure that your workplace is more productive and healthy and comfortable for you. Like I said, we are going to be having a video on this. It will be available on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/talkingstuffnet. And now my favorite part of the show,
yeah.
Geek versus Geek. Well, why don't you start up, Vinayak?
Okay, my apps are mostly like, I think for the past couple of them, it's been kind of news apps kind of a thing, like the Feedly and all that. So this time is also going to be quite similar. It's called Refined, which helps you discover and save and ultimately read what's worth to you, like what you kind of like, the kind of topics that you like. And it's not generally about news, it's about what you generally like, actually. So it could be any kind of a topic, it could be 3D printing, it could be anything, whatever you like would be shown on this app. Like a mini Reddit, or what is the other one? There was another one, right? There was an app,
Flipboard.
Not Flipboard, there was another one.
Stumble Upon.
Stumble Upon, yeah. So something like that kind of a thing. You stumble upon articles which kind of is in your alley, like up your alley, kind of what you like kind of a thing. So this is the app which will help find those.
Refind. R-E-F-I-N-D.
Yes, Refind.
Refind.
Yeah.
And cool app. I'll check it out. It should be available. I know it's available on the Play Store. I'll check it out if it's available in the App Store. My app pick, it's a game. Come on, and it's one of the most beautiful games I've ever played. And the reason I'm bringing it back now, my pick is Monument Valley 2, and not Monument Valley. I'm directly plugging the sequel, and there's a very good reason for it. There's not a new game by any chance. Monument Valley is one of the most appreciated games in on mobile. It's for beautiful graphics, and I'm a big fan. Monument Valley 2 was also hugely successful and again, amazing graphics. The reason I'm recommending it right now is for whatever reason, Monument Valley 2 is available for free on the Play Store.
Oh.
Normally, this game costs 400 rupees and trust me, it's worth it. It's a beautiful game. So, Monument Valley 2, you don't need to have played one, though, of course, it's kind of the same story, but I would definitely say, you should... one, unfortunately, is still not on sale. But I think one costs little less than 200 rupees. So you should, I would highly recommend one. But Monument Valley 2 is right now free on the Play Store. Unfortunately, not on the App Store too. This is again, if you have an iPhone, you can afford to buy it.
But also like in Google, you have that opinion rewards, right? So suppose you make some cash out of opinion rewards, the app, you can use that money to buy these games or... Which if it's free,
you can
it's
use
free.
That money to buy on Monument Valley 1.
One and but, all
yeah.
That. That's how I bought it. I think I bought Monument Valley 1 and 2 that with the opinion rewards money.
Sadly, I don't know why they didn't do this on the App Store on iOS. Because, like I said, I bought it on Play Store and I thought, okay, why not? I can replay it again on my iPhone. But unfortunately, and I don't want to buy it again. So,
yeah.
But that's Monument
Valley.
But
you have Arcade, right? You have Apple Arcade, right?
I'm not a subscriber to Apple Arcade right now. But Apple Arcade also doesn't give you any every game. There are certain games which are within Apple Arcade and you can only get those. So you can't, it's not...
I was expecting these games to be... I thought these would at least be part of the arcade, which...
Sadly, no. Because if you're on the arcade, it's arcade exclusive. You can't be anywhere else.
That's also true.
So Monument Valley is too popular to be an Apple exclusive. So that's Monument Valley 2. We'll have a link to both the iOS and Android apps on the show notes. Like I said, it's free on Android, but not on iOS. But yeah, we'll have the link for both. And Vinayak plugged Refine. We'll have that link as well.
And also Opinion Rewards if you want to buy apps for kind of free.
don't chew in an extra app pick. And whether that was my pick.
We had
it way back. Google Opinion Rewards. Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much our show for today. Do let us know if you liked it, if you liked our new sections, if you have any other tips which you could do. And the way you can do that is by writing into us at tech@talkingstuff.net or by reaching us on WhatsApp at 965257883. And if you're outside India, you'll need to add a +91 country code. And we are on Twitter. Vinayak, what's your Twitter?
The Vinayak Nair.
That's T-H-E Vinayak N-A-I-R. Nair, and I'm the Vikram Mohan.
And quite what do you say?
Yes, matching our huge egos. But anyway, that's pretty much it. And so, in these difficult times, do take care and keep washing your hands. Bye bye.
And stay inside. That's also important.
Stay home and keep listening to podcasts.
Yep. See you.